Hello and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, your host, Eudalie Wickham-Ashby. And today, I think it is extremely important that as we near the period of Independence Day, which will soon now be renamed Republic Day, that I felt it necessary for us to have a conversation with some young people around what being a Barbadian or being a Bajan means to them. And today I have with me Sharice Yeward, a young lady with cerebral palsy, and Tacita Forge, a young lady who has a vision impairment. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Okay. Thanks. Well, let's start by hearing just a little bit about who Sharice is, who is Tacita, so that we get a sense of, you know, what type of person you are, what type of Bajan we have in our midst.
Wow. I am a young visually impaired person. I'm a mother of one. My pride and joy, my four-year-old son, keeps me very busy. I'm also a board member of an organization called Barnard. I'm the director and the chairperson of the Social and Recreation Committee. I think that I am a Bajan and I'm proud to be a Bajan. And I like to play an active role however I can in being Barbadian, whatever that means to persons over there.
Well, my name is Sharice Yeward. I like to draft up documents, help out persons. I go to St. Philip the Less Anglican Church. My favorite thing about being a Bajan is conkeys and sweetbread.
Well, Sharice, you and I have something in common because I love conkeys. With or without raisins, I must add, they're too sweet. Such a beautiful Bajan delicacy. So, yes. Now, you said, Sharice, that you attend St. Philip the Less Anglican Church. So that is saying to me that your faith is important to you. Share a little about that journey for you.
It is not an easy one at times. Sometimes you feel like giving up, but ever so often I press on, and it can be very challenging. Like, for instance, you know you can get something done, but sometimes persons see as you're not capable of doing it. But other than that, I just press on and move on and do what I have to do.
When you say that you can do different tasks and people think that you cannot, how does that make you feel? As though you're a part of our society or that you're not part of our society?
Sometimes I feel sad. And then other times I just zone out everyone and do what I have to do. But most times I feel sad.
Okay. We'll come back to that point. Tacita, what about you as a young woman and especially as a young mother? What is the reaction of the general public, family, friends towards you as a vision impaired woman?
Okay, well, I think people have the general notion that when you have a disability, that you're unable to do something, or how would you be able to do something? So for me, being a first-time mom, it was challenging because all eyes was on me. They expect, like, how are you going to know when he wants cleaning or changing? How will you handle him when he runs around? And stuff like that. So the reality of the situation is he's my son. And I have to learn how to handle him like any other parent, which I did. And in terms of my family and my parents and stuff, you know, grandparents all feel like they know better and they know the best because, you know, they raised kids before you and stuff like that. Yet still, they do things differently from when they raised you, like spoil them and, you know, stuff like that. But I find that it's challenging being a disabled young person, mother, a person working in society, just living in society in general. Persons tend to believe like you don't have the capability to accomplish the task at hand. And it makes it difficult for us because we have to prove even more and work even harder to show persons that we can, despite our disability.
Okay, so Sharice raised the point about, you know, feeling sad. What are your emotions like when you notice and experience persons not believing in you or not having that trust that you can accomplish the task?
For me, I think it depends on the situation and who the individual is. So yeah, sometimes I do feel sad according to what I'm being faced with, or sometimes I use it as a determination to prove to you or whoever think I can't get it done, that I can and I will. And sometimes even better than you can.
What about you, Sharif?
I also prove to people that I can get things done. For example, despite I typed with one hand, and some person types with two, I can get things typed faster than someone who types with two hands. So when I have to do anything at church, I can just look at it and say, all right, this is supposed to come next, so let me just get it over with and done. And then persons will be there trying to, all right, where to go. When I see something, I can look at it and say, yes, this is where we're supposed to be at in the service, or what's supposed to come next.
What is the reaction of the congregation towards you? Because you do have cerebral palsy. And I know for some persons with cerebral palsy, their feet and hands and sometimes their neck and head may be affected. Are any of your limbs affected?
Well, the left side is not movable like the right. So I have to do most things with my right hand.
Okay. So do you have any difficulty walking, or you're okay?
I walk with a limp.
Mm-hmm. So these are some visible signs that demonstrate the cerebral palsy has affected your body. What type of reaction do you get from your peers or persons from your church family, your family? Are they okay? Are they welcoming? Do they, you know, treat you any differently?
I will have to go with 50-50. Sometimes and sometimes not.
Okay. So you both have grown up in Barbados. And from childhood now into young adulthood, you would have seen and experienced how your fellow Barbadians have treated you. Are you satisfied with the attitude and treatment of fellow Barbadians towards you personally or towards persons with disabilities as a group?
For me, I am not always pleased at how persons with disabilities are treated in Barbados. I think that we need to be included more in society. Like, for instance, applying for a job. Yes, one of the questions doesn't normally be on the application if you have a disability or not. But if you put it on the application form, most of the time you're not called back. You're not called at all. Or if you are a person recognized to have a disability, then they're hesitant and not willing to hire you because sometimes of the unknown or because of discrimination. And I think that this is 2021, yeah? And we are at a stage where we are all persons and individuals. We all have our part to play in life, in society, and we too have families and need finance to support our families, our livelihood, for us to live and be a part of society. So instead of, you know, having a person with disability apply for welfare or NIS, you know, let us contribute as well, because we can. Me personally, some persons do treat me as if, I don't know, like if you can't, he would go to a store or an establishment and persons would just raise their voice and shout as if they think you can't hear them when you're only visually impaired, or they speak to who's with you instead of speaking to you directly. For example, I got a taxi the other day and the guard at the place I was at, he was the one who flagged on the taxi. I got into the taxi and the taxi guy got out and asked the guard, who does not even know me, where am I going? Where I live? And I mean, I was patiently awaiting the guard to tell him. The guard said, oh, I don't even know the young lady. We need to ask her. So then he was like, oh, with this puzzle look, like, how will she find where she lives? And I found that so amusing. In this day and age, I'm like, really? And people just automatically assume the worst, or that you automatically don't know or you can't do something, or kind of belittle you when they think, like, you put on your hand to take something and they will say, whoa, 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 very good job. And they will clap for you like, what did I do? Did I just pass a course? Did I just have a big accomplishment? You just open your hand to receive something. And that felt to them like it was a huge accomplishment. And to us, it's like you're belittling us, making us feel like we are incapable of doing simple things that everybody do every day. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes people do these things and say things just honestly not knowing. It might seem insensitive to us, but they honestly just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well, I think we need to be very mindful of as well.
I've had a few of those experiences as well myself, so I understand what you're talking about. What about you, Charisse?
Yes, I have some of those experiences at times. And I just look at people like, but I can't do, I don't want to feel any different. Like a time back, I was in the bus and I was there standing up very calmly. And a lady can come and said, "Why well, don't let you sit down?" I didn't ask the person to sit. I was comfortable standing up. And the lady started getting real, real bad. I was like, but if I wasn't comfortable standing up in the bus, I would have simply said that I need to sit down.
Well, as Tasita said, sometimes people do it out of honest interest. And therefore, you know, we have to be also a bit tolerant with them as we ask them to be tolerant with us as well. You know, exercise some patience and understanding. I think understanding is the key right here. All right. So as we think about a future for young Barbadians with disabilities, what are some of the things you would like to see happening in our society?
Definitely inclusion in the workplace. You know, we go to classes, we get our CSCs, we some of us have degrees and stuff. And we should be able to, just like everybody else, apply for a job and be given the opportunity and stuff like that. And then especially also in the educational system, sometimes the way you're treated when you go to certain classes and stuff. I can remember I had applied to do a course and the lady told me when I called that she does not teach people like me. And I'm like, I beg your pardon? Like me how? A paying person, a paying client, because I was quite confused. She didn't even say something like, well, she's not sure how she would approach it, that we could have a discussion. She point blank told me I had to find someone else or somewhere else because she does not teach people like me. And I was highly offended. So I think that things need to be more inclusive for persons with disabilities in Barbados. Some other countries are a bit more inclusive. Yes, they still have their challenges and stuff, but as I live here in Barbados, and I am a part of this society here in Barbados as well, and I believe that things definitely need to be more inclusive in terms of work-wise, in terms of education-wise, because we're also people living in Barbados, in the country, and we have a vital role to play, and we will not be pushed aside.
Well, I agree with you. Go ahead, Charisse.
I agree with 100%. Sometimes people just see me as not capable of doing anything at all. I had an experience like that in a class a time back when I first did QuickBooks. The children in the class was not as easygoing when it comes to someone with a disability. At times, yes, you may want to get extra minutes to finalize something or you might explain again, and some children are very difficult when it comes to that.
And the funny thing about it is, Charisse, sometimes they themselves don't even understand too, but too embarrassed to ask the teacher to repeat it.
Yes, so I think that was the case too.
All right, so yes, I would agree with both of you in terms of the general attitude within the educational sector as how do we make our students feel included? How do we embrace them in the educational setting that they are feeling the support and the guidance? I know that in several school settings, they would have individual educational plans for the student with a disability. So there are goals set for the student and they're encouraged to reach for these goals and, you know, attain these expectations of them. And I think this is also necessary for the young adult. We go into the open educational setting, the adult education setting. And again, adult teaching adults, but sometimes it's very difficult to feel that support, to feel that inclusiveness within the educational setting. I agree with both of you that we really need to improve this some more. What was your experience like, Cherise, attempting to find full-time employment?
It was difficult. Some people just don't see me with a disability capable of doing anything.
So what were some of the comments you may have received during your interviews or, you know, trying to find employment?
Some persons will say they don't have nothing right now, and they will call. They don't call back and say, well, there's nothing available.
But were any of the comments directly around your disability?
No, not in my experience.
Okay. All right. So let's look now at the social or recreational side of living in Barbados, because I know one of the major complaints that I have heard from quite a number of people with disabilities, and by extension, young mothers with children, is the lack of recreational facilities or entertainment activities for families to experience. And again, a similar thing for persons with disabilities, because some are not very accessible physically so that a wheelchair person can enter the building and participate in a dinner with their family or lunch. Business players may not have someone who can sign to a hard of hearing person or a deaf person. So what are some of your recommendations to improve this area?
Well, I think that they are, at least here in Barbados, yes, that persons can go to for families or even just to hang out and stuff with friends. So many places are not accessible for persons with disabilities in wheelchairs, maybe with a walker. So sometimes you feel like you're not included or they don't expect us to go and have a good time. There is not everywhere that you want to go, like you want to feel like you need to take assistance. Let persons be with you because they're just hanging out with you and not necessarily because you need an extra pair of eyes or a pair of hands or somebody to guide you, because where you are going or where you want to go is not inclusive or accessible to you or your needs with a disability. And it's not just for Barbados as well, because Barbados is a place that we rely on tourism. And when tourists come here, they too want to feel inclusive and want to have accessibility and not have to choose specific places that they can go and others that they can't go to. And even customer service, just something like that alone, plays a huge role. If you go to a place and you tell somebody, can you tell me what's on the menu? They'll be like, all of you see there. And my thing, well, I shouldn't have to explain to you my medical history. If you're doing a job and I ask a question, well, I can see what's there or not. I feel like as you're a worker there, then your duty is to answer me, not I have to tell you, well, I have such a condition. I can't see what's there. So blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, I shouldn't have to go into all that detail for you to answer a simple question. If I want to tell you, then fine. Like, I mean, my decision, or if you want to ask a question, it might look different, then fine. But it shouldn't be, because everybody also is not comfortable disclosing that kind of information or talking about their disability. So then why do I have to be pointed out or singled out because I have a disability? If I say, like, you know, what's on the menu today? Just tell me. If I say, what kind of drinks do you have? Don't tell me all of what you see in the fridge. And that's just something that I experienced that I did not like. And then the lady said, well, she didn't like me properly. I'm like, I know you wouldn't have known that, but if I asked the question, then I would figure that as a worker here, you should answer. She was apologetic because she was looking at me as, oh, shoot, I didn't know you couldn't see. But I was trying to make another point that even though I can or can't see, and I asked the question, you know, just tell me, because everybody aren't comfortable in situations like that. There are Barbados who are so assistive. And, you know, well, I can see some, but I have to put things really close to my eyes to in order to see it. And I can remember going to a supermarket and I was looking at the price of a block of cheese. So I had it really, really close to my eyes. And the lady was like, she was another customer as well. And she was like, you smell any cheese? It smelled bad. And I had to explain then, I mean, like, it was so funny. We were all laughing in the end, but I had to explain, well, no, I'm not smelling it. I can't see properly. And I actually just took him to see the price. And she was like, oh, and she was like so apologetic, and she offered to tell me price of every single cheese in that fridge if I wanted to know. And I appreciated that and also found it funny. And I thank her because I wasn't rude or abrupt because I understand that well. She just didn't know. She was just asking and being curious. And then she was very assistive after. But there are simple things that can be done to help make things simpler or easier for persons with disabilities or persons in general to make you feel more comfortable in the different environments.
Cherise?
Yes, 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 yes. To see here, it's very true. Like, it's be difficult for me to hold a plate and also a cup in my hand. So sometimes I will say I coming back and persons will still be pushing it in front of me to walk before I will have to say, I cannot hold two things in my hand at the same time. So even sometimes that is going to be very upsetting for you.
Are you a person that likes to, you know, just go out and socialize, Cherise?
Yes, please.
So what is it like? You now shared about the experience in terms of, you know, persons expecting you to hold things with both hands when you cannot. What about, you know, the general accessibility? If you're walking with a limp, is it difficult to climb a lot of stairs?
Well, walking upstairs won't be as challenging. Standing up for a little time will be a challenge for me. When I am on my feet too long, it tends to hurt a little.
Okay, ladies. So we've shared a little. We've just touched the surface of, you know, what your experiences are like and have been like. As we wind up the program, just share with us what are two things that you really would like to see the Barbadian society do or change that will make you feel more integrated within our society, and one thing that you would like the government of Barbados to do again to bring about that inclusion of persons with disabilities.
I would like to see persons be more centered on understanding the person with disabilities in terms of customer service, in terms of when you go to study or do anything educational and stuff like that. In terms of the government of Barbados, I would love to see laws put in place where persons cannot discriminate upon persons with disabilities if you apply for a job or some kind of program or something they are put in place that you will be able to get the opportunity to prove yourself as a person with a disability in your workforce. Thank you.
Well, for me, include us in everything that is going on. And right now, I ain't sure about the government part yet. I'm still pondering on that.
All right. I want to say thank you, ladies, for being so open and honest with me on the radio program today. It really has been a pleasure chatting with you. And I look forward to talking with you again in the near future as we help our society to understand how to work with us as young people with disabilities and to provide an environment that enables us to live a full life as a citizen of Barbados. There's been quite a lot of discussion around going republic, what independence means to us as we look at our symbols, as we listen to the national anthem and so on. And I just want to remind fellow Barbadians that citizens with disabilities also need to exercise their full citizenship within our country. So you need to also lend us your shoulder to stand on, to lean on, and hold our hands and walk with us as true Barbadians, give each other support and live peacefully within our society. You have been listening to Visions with me today, and my special guests were Tacita Ford and Cherise Yearwood, two young women sharing their experiences and their vision for a Barbados that is inclusive of persons with disabilities. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300 and by email at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is visionsbarbados@gmail.com. You can also check This program and past episodes on the VOB929.com website, or just go on Udawikham, that's Udawikham, Facebook page, and you can see this and other episodes. So until next week, love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Ciao.